song together.
Say, all bow, all bow, happy, and only. Say, all bow, KBSCO, only you, Jesus, only you can do these things. Sing it again, come on, sing it out. Say, all bow, all bow. Worship you, Jesus, yeah. Only you can, yeah, can do these things. There is. So we say, Aribiti, Arabata, hey, yes, you are a ribbity. Hey, let's obey you. Sing it again, say a ribbity. Hey, 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 let's obey you. Lift your voice, say a ribbity. Sing it again, Aribiti. Somebody that cleaned this house this morning. Hey, let's obey you. Hey, Aribiti. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Bigger than the biggest, yeah. Come on, somebody, sing it. One more time, say Aribiti, Arabata, Eila Tobiju. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hey, so we say, oh, come on, somebody say. Sing it and say, oh, oh, oh. And I bid you, yeah. Sing it again, say, oh, Lua. Yeah. That's why we call you Jesus. Come on, somebody, sing it again. Your power, Aribiti, yeah, and she lets open you, yeah, on you, Shenabayana, yana, 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 oh, we worship you, Jesus, Shenimana, yana, 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 somebody worship him this morning. Somebody worship him this morning. Somebody worship him this morning. Come on, he wants the worship from your lips. Scripture says the fruit of our lips giving praise to him. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship the name. Hey, sing like now. Yeah. Say, Lord, I worship. Anybody like that in this house this morning? Lift your voice. Say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah, oh, my soul. Hey. Not be silent. I'm gonna declare your praise, Jesus. From ages to ages, from generations to generations, your praise I will declare. Your praise I will declare. Somebody lift your voice, say, bless the Lord. We worship your name, Jesus. Come on, somebody, sing like never before. Whoa, my soul. Lord, I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name. Come on, everybody, all over this house this morning. Say, bless the Lord. Whoa. Somebody just worship him this morning. Come on, lift it up to him. Say, I worship your holy name, Jesus. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to declare and sing like never before. And say, Lord, I worship. Come and lift it up to him all over this house tonight. Just lift it up to him and just sing it. Just enjoy his sweet presence in this house this morning. Come on, Lord, I just put your focus, put your gaze on him. Shut your eyes if you can and lift up your voice. Say, Lord, I worship you. I'm not going to look at what I'm facing. I'm not going to look at what happened to me. I'm just going to focus on you and say, Lord, I'm not going to think about that situation I left back at home. I'm not going to think about what I thought is going to happen. I just say, Lord, yeah.
Cause here I am to worship.
Anybody like that? The clap tonight. Say, I will worship you for love you. This God is too good. I know a God whose mercy full and kind. He's faithful and gracious. Sing it again. Say, I know a God whose mercy is faithful and gracious. Now somebody declare with excitement in your heart. Say, I am, yeah. Says he's mindful of us. The thought that fills his heart, yeah. Come on, somebody needs to say that again and again. Say, I am the apple of his eyes, yeah. Hey, that the communication of our faith is effective by acknowledging all that is in us in Christ. Sing it again. Hear yourself sing it again. Who are you? I'm the apple of his eye. Hey, he loves me. He loves me. Fills his heart. Why should I stand as the one blessed? Because I am the apple of his eye. Love his eye. The thought that fills his heart. Doesn't stop thinking of me. Hey, now let us declare, say he loves me. And was patient stepped away, even when I stepped away, he loved me. He loved me. Say, he loved me. Even when I run to him, he doesn't count it against me. He still waits for me. He waits for me. Hey. And when I came back, see how. See how. Yeah. Somebody declare tonight. See how. See how. See how. Yeah. He turned my life. He turned my life. He turned my life. His glory. Lift up your voice and let us declare. Say, I will. Stress it enough. I will wish. Lift up your hands. Come on. Say, I will. Lift it up to him in this house. Come on now. Come and lift it up to him. You say you worship. It's a sign of worship. All that men pray. All that men worship everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. Come on now. Just get lost in this house this morning. Say, I will worship you. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. All right, so glory to God, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 That worship session, you know, dropped off at an important part. Thank you, Lord. On Sunday, you remember we talked about God loving us. God loves us. God loves you. God loves me. All right. God radically demonstrated his love for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, while we were yet sinners, all right, God commended his love towards us in that Christ died for us. God showed his love. God displayed his love. God demonstrated his love for us. All right. God radically expressed his love. 1 John chapter 4, 19 also. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. God has gone out of his way. You know, sometimes because of harsh situations and circumstances, because of difficult things we go through, you know, we're tempted to say, God, show yourself. God, go out of your way. God, do something. You know, but unconsciously, guys, we will be belittling the finished work of Jesus. To talk to him like that, he has shown himself, he has gone out of his way, he has done something. It's now for us to come into terms with it, to catch a revelation, you know, of what God has done, you know. But you say, but if he has, then why am I going through what I'm going through? Listen, affliction would arise for the sake of the word. All right, number one. Number two, Bible says the world we live in lies in wickedness. All right, number three, Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So number four, Bible says that whosoever believes, all right, you know, that this is the victory, rather, that overcomes the world, even our faith. So the challenges will come, the afflictions will come, but you have been empowered by the faith of Christ Jesus to tackle things. So it's not, oh God, you know, when do you want to do something? God's done a whole lot. All right, so I'll pick a few from the book of Isaiah this evening. So Isaiah 53, you know, he loved you, went out of his way. All right, he loved you so, so much. All right, he went so, so much out of his way. Isaiah 53 from verse 1 says, who has believed our report? and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we did hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse 4 kicks in by saying, surely he has borne our griefs. Not he will, he has. Past tense. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. This is solid stuff. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. You have to understand, guys, that all of this is God going out of his way. All of this is God showing his love, God displaying his love. All of this was Jesus being battered and bruised because of you. All right, verse 5 again says he was wounded for our transgression. That's not a small word. Wounded, 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 wounded. All because of you and I. Wounded. All right, he was bruised because of our iniquities, the chastisement. I'm sure you know chastisement means punishment. And this is not, you know, chastisement by the word. All right, this is raw, raw. Physical and also spiritual, all right? Chastisement, all right? Bible lets us know that I was beaten, all right? The Romans get to beat you with 39 stripes, all right? But not just mere 39 stripes, but beat this. This is whip that can tear and actually did remove his skin. His visage, Bible says, was mad, all right? Was mad. He became such that could not be recognized, you know? Became such that could not be easily, all right, recognized because of the extent to which his visage, you know, was marred. The chastisement of our peace was upon him and with his stripes. Now, you need to get this. So let me slow down a bit. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, that means the punishment that brought us peace. The punishment that brought us wholeness. Okay? His own body was broken so that our body will never be broken. Okay, so no matter what it is you're going through, Jesus has paid the price for your peace. Hallelujah. All right? Jesus has paid the price. God loves you. All right? So we'll do a bit of Isaiah tonight. God loves you. And God is faithful to his word. He's committed to you. God doesn't abandon people. No matter how you feel. There's nothing. Romans chapter 8 says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. All right? For the love that God has for us in Christ. Nothing can separate us. All right? So verse 6 now says, all we like sheep have gone astray, and everyone has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. See, God did it. So there was what the Romans did physically speaking. All right, but God now, they couldn't put sin on him. They could beat him physically, all right, to create a physical connection to what will happen spiritually. But Bible says God laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, verse 7. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Why? You know, if he opened his mouth, angels were going to show up to deliver him. But he did not allow deliverance so that you and I can be rescued, so you and I can receive salvation, so you and I can be saved. Verse 8 says, and he was taken from prison and from judgment. He who shall declare his generation. Watch this, because he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. I mean, who would declare? You need to understand that place. He said, who would declare his generation? I mean, Jesus was one of the young men in Israel. I mean, he was in his 30s, one of the young guys in Israel. I mean, an average person would be wondering, so when will he get married? When will he have children? When will he have babies? When will we see his children? But Bible says, I'll pick that verse 8 again, that he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? I mean, how does he extend his own life? But next line says he was cut off from the land of the living. They cut a young man off in his prime. They cut him off from the land of the living. He was cut off. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9 says, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. I love verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. So when you see You know, verse 4 and 5, you know, telling us that he bore our griefs, carried our sorrows, we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, verse 4, and, you know, afflicted. Verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. It wasn't what the Romans could do. The Romans could do only what they could do in the physical. But sin, you all know from Genesis, wasn't physical. Sin came from, you know, the devil. All right, Bible says that through one man's disobedience. Yes, there was a physical act, but there was a spiritual adversary behind the sin, who is the mother and father and grandfather of sin and death. So through that, the things began to spring into. Verse 10 says, for it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, see what will happen. He will see his seed. He will prolong his days. This is exciting. I'm wondering if I should talk about it now. I mean, I've preached this song. You've been around for a very long time. I remember this. I mean, Bible says earlier in verse 8, it was cut off, all right, from the land of the living. But verse 10 says, he will see his seed. He will prolong his days. How would he see his seed? Because, yes, it was cut off naturally. He will give birth to the new creation. Hallelujah. He will give birth to a new generation of people. So he will see his own seed. He will prolong his own days, and the pleasure of God will prosper in his hand. 11 says, he will see the travail of his soul and will be satisfied. How? He will see what he suffered for. Please notice this. He will see the travail of his soul and he will be satisfied. He will see what he suffered for and say, wow, I suffered well. I mean, how is he going to suffer well when you and I are acting right, all right? When we're walking and treading upon serpents and scorpions, when we're taking authority over demons and devils, when we're not allowing sickness to run upon us. Because he suffered for it. He suffered for these things. Right, when he sees us walking in the peace that he has provided, he will see the travail of his soul and say, I suffered well. I suffer. Anybody understanding this? Because, you know, we saying, oh, he loved me. He went out of his way to love me. You loving him also is you put your foot down and say, no, I can't be sick. I can't be poor. I can't allow depression. Why? Someone loved me to suffer. All right, I will not allow him suffer in vain because he must see the travail of his own soul and be satisfied. God also must see the reason why Jesus was punished, all right, and say, yeah, we did well. Are you getting that now? He must see the travail of his own soul and be satisfied, all right, and by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he will bear their iniquities. He carried our sins, carried our sickness. So he went all the way. Isaiah 54, all right? He went all the way. Glory to God. He went all the way. So look at God committing himself to you. Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountains shall depart. Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on you. This is glorious. This is glorious. All right. So Isaiah 53 tells us in verse 5 that the punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him. Alright, so it was punished that we may have peace. Isaiah 54 is interesting. So we did verse 10. Now we're going to do verse 9 and 10. Alright, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will never be angry with you nor rebuke you. Oh my goodness, this is enough to scream and shout. God is saying, I'll never. I mean, some of you old guys in the ministry and system, you've heard this before. That's why, you know, for some of you new guys, you don't hear us singing songs like, Mama, Mama, Binu Simio, Oluonro. Why? Because God's wrath has been channeled away from us. Hallelujah. Away. Completely, totally, radically, outrightly away. God's wrath has been channeled away from us. Look at it again. It says, for this, you know, each time you remember the rainbow or you see the rainbow, you get to remember what God told Noah, right? Each time you see the rainbow, you say, oh, this is God, you know, reminding us of what he told Noah. So God is saying, the way I swore to Noah that I would never flood the earth anymore, that's the way I have sworn to you now. All right? That I'll never be angry with you. Nor be, how? Because you're in Christ. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus. For this, verse 9 again, is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with you, neither will I rebuke you. As I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn, hallelujah, that I will not be wroth with you, Not rebuke someone, say, oh, when you guys teach these things, you encourage people to do wrong. No, anybody, all right, you know, growing in God's love. I mean, Paul in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, all right, says, you know, when we see a brother overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore the person in the spirit of meekness. That means a brother or a sister can be overtaken in a fault. All right? John, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, my little children, I write this unto you that you sin not. All right? But if any man sins, so he's saying don't. You shouldn't. But if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. So this is how it works. God has already dealt with the sin, dealt with the power of the sin, dealt with the consequence of the sin, and removed the ability of sin to control you. So Romans 6 says, sin shall not have dominion over you. So provision has been made. However, no, power has been made available. Sin has been dealt with. However, if by any means you stumble into it or even wallow in it for a while, provision has been made, all right, by God through the ministry, all right, of your advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, to strengthen you, to intercede for you, and then spiritual brothers and sisters are available to restore you. All right. Now, of course, Paul dealt with the Corinthian church saying, when you find a brother who just wants to live that life and doesn't want to listen to anything, oh, then move away from the person. Don't even greet or eat with the person. Now, he said all that so that the person will feel that, this, my life of sin is allowing my brothers and sisters to walk away from me, you know, and then, you know, I need to have a change of heart. So the man in 1 Corinthians who was coming to church with his father's wife that he was sleeping with, by 2 Corinthians, he had repented. All right. Now, that might be different now because, okay, back then it was just one church in the whole of Corinth, all right? So, but right now you have like many churches in Lagos or in Ijebu or even on one street. So someone can say, if you chase me away from here, I'll find another church, you know? So, but there should still be repentance in the heart. So the whole essence of, you know, disconnect and all of that is the repentance. Because like I said to you before, every believer must have a tender conscience. When you realize you've been wrong, even when you're now trying to get your way out of it, find a spiritual brother or sister. I'm sure there's someone around you can trust, someone around you can talk to, right? There's always that feeling of they might not understand, but I'm sure there's someone. God has positioned people around you because, you know, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says there's no temptation that comes unto us that is not common to man, all right? God will not allow us to be tempted above what we're able, and God will make a way of escape. So there are people around us. Now, is God the one bringing these things upon us? No, many times we open the door. Don't forget, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring for good things, and evil man out of the evil treasure could bring for. So when you start storing up evil treasure, evil thoughts, you know, all of that anger, bitterness, you know, lust and everything in you, by the time it blows up, you know, it won't be God. But even at that, God is committed to helping you with a way of escape. Are you getting that? God is committed to helping you with a way of escape, and learn to also open up. All right, it might not always be easy, but the way of deliverance is opening up to spiritual brothers and sisters. That's why James in chapter 5 says, all right, confess your faults to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed. All right, so there's that provision that God has made. But sticking, you know, I did that likely to answer someone's question, so I believe I've done that. So sticking back to, you know, Isaiah 54, you know, it says, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah will not go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with you nor rebuke you, for the mountains may depart. All right, and the hills may be removed. So systems might change, economy might flip, things might go wrong. You know, too many times we're looking at the economy than we're looking at the word of God. All right, though the mountains may depart, and we haven't seen mountains departing yet, guys. All right, we haven't seen it yet. Though the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My kindness would not depart from you. Watch this. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Covenant of peace is a covenant of wholeness. The chastisement of our peace, the punishment that brought us peace, was laid upon him. His own body was broken. Peace, shalom, means everything is intact. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. So his own body, his perfect body, was broken, guys, so that nothing will be missing or broken in your life. How better? Should our lives be? This is where you put your faith. You say there's a covenant of peace. There's a covenant of peace. I have accommodation because I have a covenant of peace. Anybody getting this? I have my babies because I have a covenant of peace. I have my job, or even bone job. You know, sometimes it's job, sometimes it's, most important thing is income. Are you getting that? For a lot of people now, it might not be the job. It might not be the business. For many people, it's income. Now, the business might now, on the other hand, be a vision that God gave you. Then you stick your faith in the vision. The job might not be an idea or a vision that God gave you, that you're climbing on this corporate ladder. Then you shoot and keep your faith in. Get the two things I just said now. For someone, the job he or she is at right now, the business he or she is doing is, I need income. So on the scale of preference for that person, income is more important than job. So if job changes, income will still, listen, God will supply. It will bring a job. It will bring favor. It will bring wisdom. It will bring, go and intern somewhere. He will rearrange, walk you till you get to where you're supposed to be. Are you getting that? But for someone else, that business is not just income. That business was a divine vision. This is God giving me this thing and saying, this business I gave you is going global. This business I gave is going to feed multitudes. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So when mountains are shaking, you will remind yourself that this business is not an idea from my head. Oh, Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This business was born of God. Are you getting that now? So it's not just an ordinary business of, business will come and go, you know? But this is God gave me this. Now, if like Isaac, God now says, lay it down. The one who laid it down, you have to be like Abraham, will resurrect it back. You must understand the operations of faith. All right. So God is saying again that the mountains may depart, the hills may be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from you, neither shall my covenant, the covenant of my peace, be removed. Do you remember the Shunammite woman? You do, right? That the prophet Elisha would hang around their house, pass by, they'll bring him in to have some food. And then the woman said to her husband, I perceive that this is a man of God indeed. Can we make him a place in the house? And then they did. Remember, eventually asked her what she needed. She said, I'm fine. I'm with my people. I'm okay. And then the prophet said she'll get a son. And then eventually the boy dies. And then she saddles up a donkey to go look for the prophet. And her husband says, what is the matter? She says, all is well. All is well. All is well. All right, she gets to the prophet. The servant of the prophet asks, what's the matter? She says, all is well. Until she got to the prophet, then she broke down and said, I didn't ask you for son, no. I didn't ask you for son. You gave me one to make sure everything is fine. So get this now. When she said, all is well, she was speaking the language of peace. All is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's the language of peace. Shalom. All is well. Nothing is missing or broken. I mean, a woman's baby dies, and then she's still saying all is well. I mean, obviously, and that's where you need to understand, I should only say things I need to say to the people I need to say them to. She didn't carry the whole story to wire her husband's mind. The man might not have had the faith to handle it. She didn't even bother the servant of the prophet with the whole story. She kept on saying all is well until she got to the prophet himself. Are you getting this now? So, Bible is saying, my covenant of peace will not be removed from you. All is well. Anybody saying that? All is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. All. Not some things. All is well. Glory to God. All is well. Everything is well. Everything is fine. Everything is well. Everything is fine. There's a covenant of peace. There's a covenant of wholeness. There's a covenant of shalom. Are you getting that? So say all is well. I was spending time, like I said, in Isaiah today. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, Isaiah 3:10 says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. All right, all is well. I say to you, all is well. I say to you, all is well. Are you righteous? Yes, you are in Christ Jesus. So I say to you, all is well. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. So I say to everyone listening to me tonight, everyone listening to me hereafter, it shall be well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. All is well with you. All is well with you. Because the covenant of God's peace will not be broken over your life. God is faithful to it. God is faithful to every single word he's ever uttered. Amen. Now Isaiah 49:14-16. Isaiah chapter 49. 14 to 16. I'll pick from NIV first and take it quickly. Isaiah 49:14-16. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Hallelujah. 16 says, see, I have engraved you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I have engraved you upon the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I have engraved you upon the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I'll pick it from Amplified 14 again. But Zion, Jerusalem, her people, as seen in captivity, said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord answered, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, he may forget, yet I will not forget you. Watch this now. Oh, are you ready for verse 16? I'm reading Amplified Classic. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for verse 16? I'm reading Amplified Classic. Behold, I have indelibly imprinted, tattooed a picture of you on the palm of each of my hands, O Zion. Your walls are continually before me. I will take 16 again. Behold, behold, I have indelibly imprinted, tattooed a picture of you on the palm of each of my hands, O Zion. Your walls are continually before me. Anybody rejoicing where you are? Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Glory to God. I could give you 30 seconds. Do whatever you want to do. Glory, glory, glory. This is exciting. Oh, this is amazing. This is exciting. This is amazing. This is exciting. This is amazing. This is exciting. You know, yes, this is one of the prophetic verses. It could deal, you know, in time with, you know, the rebuilding of their walls and everything. But we know, hey, it's part of the blessing of Abraham. Anybody understand that God has tattooed you upon the palm of his hand? God has you on his wallet. You remember what we used to say back in those days? All right, God put you in his wallet. God, in fact, it's your picture that is on the steering wheel of God's car. I know you know God doesn't have a car, right? But you get the point. Glory to God. Let me give you how many seconds again. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 This is exciting. This is exciting. So that was Amplified Classic. I'll just read Amplified Normal. It's just slight variation, but let's still enjoy it all the way. But Zion, Jerusalem in captivity said, the Lord has abandoned me, and the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord answered, can a woman forget a nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget. Even these, even the woman may forget, but I will not forget you. Indeed, I have inscribed a picture of you on the palm of my hands. I have inscribed a picture. Amplified Classic uses the word tattoo. All right, so Amplified Regular doesn't use that, but I mean just variations. Get blessed all the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Indeed, I have inscribed a picture of you on the palms of my hands. I have inscribed a picture of you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before. Listen, I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 starts with three words. God is faithful. God is faithful. God, listen, God is super faithful not to forget you. All right. Even 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, that says, if you confess your sin, all right, he is faithful and just. So God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God will not require faithfulness from man while he himself is unfaithful. Did you get that? God will not require faithfulness from man while he is unfaithful. No, God is faithful. When Bible says God is light, it means he's pure. It means he has integrity. All right. Don't forget what James tells us. All right. That in him, there's no variableness. No shadow of turning, no tilt, no shifting, nothing. No shifting shadow, nothing. All you get with God is pure light. All right? So God says, I've engraved you upon the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I have engraved you upon the palm of my hands. I have engraved you upon the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I have engraved you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't it exciting? All the verses we read from Isaiah today. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. All right. Isaiah spoke prophetically about the time of Christ a whole lot. A whole lot. As in a whole lot. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, for the next 10 minutes, I want to leave you with a song. All right, so we'll introduce a song today. We'll learn it. All right, so the lyrics has been sent to the leaders. So please, leaders, send the lyrics to the people in case they could sing along. But just it rolls for about 10 minutes about the faithfulness of God. We're just going to love and enjoy the song. So leaders, just check the page and it's there. So just spread the song to the people. All right, and then at least the lyrics, the song could be sent maybe after the service and all of that. So, and then we'll listen to this again on Sunday. So, what's the song? It's titled Promises, all right, featuring Joel Barnes and Naomi Rain. Enjoy, get excited, get blessed. I'll see you in another 10 minutes. Glory to God.
Yes, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go,
awesome. Yeah, right. Glory to God. Great is your faithfulness to us. Great is your faithfulness to us. From the rising sun to the setting sun, we will praise your name. From the rising sun to the setting, same way, bang, 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 bang. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please go over, you know, the very, very wonderful and beautiful verses we read in the book of Isaiah from 54, you know, to, I mean, 53 to 54, you know, to 10, you know, 3:10, and then to 49. All right, those four areas, we spent time there, and really, really very wonderful. And we're learning about love, okay? He loved us first, all right? So we're trying to give a love we haven't come to understand. See the level of God's commitment in his own loving, all right? Remember where we began from? All right, he said, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgave you, but I can't understand how to forgive if I don't understand how I've been forgiven. I understand I was forgiven, but how was I forgiven? Did I even have to say sorry before I was forgiven? No, I was forgiven before I even committed a crime. That's a unique love. And Bible says he poured that love in our hearts. And then we need to learn. Jesus said, you know, John 13 that we read some weeks ago, by this you may know you're my disciples when you show love. All right? But we need to understand, okay, but that's the love of God. So let's go to God and understand how his own love works. And then we'll understand what he gave us. Then we'll know how to communicate it. Because we cannot say we love God we haven't seen, all right? And then we say we love God we haven't seen, and then we're not loving people we've seen. Remember that first John? So we're going to build this, all right, and build character, you know, and understand how much God loves you. I believe this is exciting. This is wonderful. So this is great. It's glorious. Praise God. God has engraven you and I upon the palm of his hands. Our walls are continually before him. God has tattooed us, guys. God has tattooed us. He has put that picture of us. You know, he looks at us. He looks at us every single moment. Basically, we're always on his mind. Are you getting that? Basically, we're always on God's mind. Yes, you are always on God's mind. Mind what you listen to out there. Mind what people say to you. Right? You, God says, and you can only get the image by looking into the mirror. This is the mirror. God says you are always on his mind. So your faith needs to be active here. Remember, it is well with you. All right? It is well with you. I say to you again, it is well with you. All right? You are the righteous. I say to the righteous. Glory, glory, glory to God. I mean, I believe we've had a very, very wonderful day today. Sunday, 9 a.m. Tell somebody, share this teaching today with someone. Find out members that are your friends who might not be active in listening in. Tell them, enjoy the thing live. Get it fresh. Get it raw. Nah, get the thing raw. I mean, be there when it's happening raw. Where else you want to be apart from radio church? Let's get this thing and get it like right now, okay? All right, so some might have questions on giving. Listen, I've said three things we learned from Galatians. Give to those who teach you. Give, all right, to all men, but especially also to members of the household of faith. We'll see all that in Galatians chapter 6. You give to those who feed you God's word. You give, all right, to those who are all men. It says be good to all men, all right? So all men, you find someone to be good to. Then number three, you're good especially to those of the household of faith. So SRC feeds you, all right? So all because there's no church doesn't cut off your giving. I'm just saying let's not put a pressure on anybody about it in this season, all right? God also might lead you to sow a seed to, you know, but if you don't sow to church or you don't, and then your giving is just like the normal really giving minus church, all right? So increase your giving this season, all right? If increase your giving, we're not putting any pressure. I'm intentionally saying no pressure on anybody this season, all right? But be sure that that seed you'd have sown is being sown, all right? Is being out, is out there taking care of someone. If you can, go above normal, all right? Do beyond your normal this season. Do, all right? That's what the Macedonian church did, all right? In the time of their deep poverty, they gave. Now, yes, I know all of them are not experiencing deep poverty. Some work from home, so you still get your salaries and all of that. So I know that. But I'm saying just 100 naira recharge card, something extra, something to bless somebody, all right? Be a blessing, all right? We are blessed to be blessed. Remember the blessing of Abraham? We are blessed to be blessings. Amen. All right, so please put a smile on someone. Spread faith, spread hope, spread love. I speak again over everyone listening now, everyone listening later. I declare according to Isaiah that it is well with you. I speak God's covenant of peace, the one you have. Yes, that your covenant of peace. Because Hebrews chapter 13, 20 and 21 says the God of peace, all right, who brought back our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. So even in the New Testament, our Father God is called a God of peace. So I speak peace to you. I speak peace to all that surrounds you. I speak peace to all that concerns you. I declare nothing missing or broken in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to your body. I speak peace to your wombs. I speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your finances. I speak peace to your family. I speak peace to your heritage. I declare all is well with you. All is well. The things you seem to lack, I declare nothing is lacking in your life. The things you seem to have missing, I declare nothing is missing in your life. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Enjoy God's covenant. He's committed to it. You stay committed by faith and by meditation. All right. Keep winning. Love you all so much. My wife sends her love. All right. See y'all on Sunday. Have a great, 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 great peace-filled, it is well-filled rest of your week. Yep. Bye.